Looking to get the most out of your money, time, and even better, your points and miles? I'm Chris Hutchins. I'm a lifelong optimizer, and I've sold 2 companies, racked up millions of points, and traveled the world to over 60 countries almost always for free. And I host All the Hacks, an award-winning podcast trusted by more than 1 million listeners that turns big ideas into quick tactical moves you can start using today to upgrade your life, money, and travel. Recent episodes have covered how to book business class seats for economy prices, how to make an easy $3,000 a month from online deals, and tiny habits that you can use to buy back hours of your time each week. There's no fluff in the show. It's just proven playbooks to travel better, spend smarter, and design a life you're excited about. So search All the Hacks. That's All the Hacks in your podcast app. Hit follow and start upgrading your life today.
You can't rely on blind faith to get the pregnancy support you deserve. Ritual's Essential Prenatal Multivitamin is the only leading prenatal backed by its own human clinical trial. Essential Prenatal is proven to deliver key nutrients, including folate, biotin, and vitamin D during pregnancy. Get 25% off when you visit ritual.com/clinical. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The difference between animals and men, when storms are coming, animals are able to sense it. And they're able to sense it long before we do. They have a sixth sense that tells them trouble's coming. Many times we're like that in life. Bad things are happening. And rather than keep going, operating, and finding shelter, we will stay in the storm because we are accustomed to bad things happening. It is not supposed to be the path of life for you to constantly go through trial and tribulation and not learn a lesson from it. You're supposed to go into it and learn something from it and come out of it better.
I don't see failure. I see grit, determination, drive, sacrifice. Failure means you're trying. A whole bunch of people out here never fail. Because they never try. He said, how do you handle failure, guys? I said, I'm looking at failure. I look at my first, second, third attempt. One thing in life, that's for sure. The valiant motherfucker always wins.
So listen to me. There are those of you who said, I want to be a millionaire. I want to be the best at this company, right? But your value system says you believe in sleep more than you believe in grinding. Your value system says you are a consumer and not a producer. That you're spending more money than you're making. Why? Because you're a consumer, but you're reading all the books and you're saying everything the books are saying. But those books are not in alignment with your value. And if you're going to go to the next level, your values are going to have to change. Now, how do you hang in there during the hard, difficult times, Les? You must have faith. You've got to believe in yourself. You've got to believe in your abilities. You've got to believe in your service, your company, your ideas, unquestionably. You've got to have faith, and that faith gives you patience. That is not going to happen as quickly as you want it to happen. A lot of things are going to happen that will catch you off guard. And so therefore, you've got to deal with and handle it as it comes. And not only that, but that faith and patience drives you into action.
The scripture says that your gift will make room for you and put you in the presence of great men. That's what a gift does. Your gift will make a way for you. It'll provide your life to have purpose and meaning.
You have to have the willingness and the desire to face whatever storms come and know that the storm must also face you. Go into the storm. Knowing that there's peace on the other side. That no matter what you go through, it's not there to break you. It's to help you discover what you can be and what you can do. Everyone faces storms, but everyone is not you. You're different. You don't have to stay in the storm. You don't have to run from the storm. You can run into the storm. And when you get there, you'll discover that when hard times come, it helps you become even tougher. It helps you to discover that there's another level inside of you, another layer to who you are, that God did not allow more than what you can handle to come upon you at any point of your life, that whatever you're facing is to make you something stronger and better, and you'll be able to help others through it.
So I say, take ownership. Take extreme ownership. Don't make excuses. Don't blame any other person or any other thing. Get control of your ego. Don't hide your delicate pride from the truth. Take ownership of everything in your world, the good and the bad. Take ownership of your mistakes. Take ownership of your shortfalls. Take ownership of your problems. And then take ownership of the solutions that will get those problems solved. Take ownership of your mission. Take ownership of your job, of your team, of your future, and take ownership of your life. And lead. Lead. Lead yourself. And your team. And the people in your life, lead them all to victory.
You never look at yourself in the mirror and say, you let you die. Until you get to that point, you let you die. You're not brave enough. You want to put it on somebody else. The reason why I'm not successful is because of my boss. Have you ever looked at yourself in the mirror and said, I'm not getting up on time. I'm not going to work on time. I'm not putting in 120% when I'm at work.
You're here to make a difference. You're here to make an impact. You're here to leave an imprint on earth. That's why we have that dash from the day you were born to the day that we die. And in that dash, the difference we make can echo long into eternity.
You can have tremendous problems and very real obstacles that you're facing. And you can have a mindset.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So Stephen at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
That says, through my efforts, my attitude, I can have an impact on the situation that I'm in. That's the power that I have.
Fear is just nothing to nothing to let your life be determined by.
There ain't nothing you can do about what's gonna happen to you. You can't stop life from happening. You can do something about it. Life is 10% what happened to you. It's 90% what you do about it. You got to stop tripping every time something happened to you like it's the end of the world. It ain't. Just change your mindset. If you change your attitude, you change your altitude.
If you want to be the best, you watch the best. You look at the best. You watch them, and you have their lifestyle. Don't be like, just have their lifestyle, and it'll take you anywhere you want to go.
Everything that you do, everything you engage in must come from the soul. It has to be something that is innate, because the only one that can make your dream a reality is you. You must be willing to work harder than anyone else to set a tone for those that come after you so that they will imitate the leadership you display.
Make a choice, right? You just decide what it's going to be, who you're going to be, how you're going to do it. Just decide. And then from that point, the universe is going to get out your way.
Like, live by those words, never settle, go for it. People are going to judge you regardless. And so many of us, we're so afraid to fail, we're so afraid to be judged, we're so afraid to be ridiculed, that we live our whole entire life for trying to please people who can care less about us. This world ain't going to give a damn about you when you die. Do you realize that? I refuse to live my life for that. I refuse to live my life in a situation that I know is tearing my life apart. I refuse to die unhappy. I refuse to die miserable. I refuse not to meet the greatest version of myself. You gotta refuse it too.
I cannot imagine somebody, this powerful nature, this force of the universe, is putting you as a human being on this earth incomplete, meaning incomplete to deal with the challenges that this world is going to offend you with.
Everybody has a purpose in life. Everybody has a destiny. And the knowledge of that destiny enables one to fulfill it. See, so everything was put here for purpose. Ants, buzzards, trees, and it's the knowing of that purpose that enables every man to fulfill it. And life begins when a person realizes his purpose in life. Very few people know how to go about finding what's the best purpose in their life that they should try to fulfill.
If you can lead people by your example, if you will show them that pathway, they will do what they see you do. They will imitate the leadership. Everything follows those from the head. Because if you find that the body's not following, it's because the head never gave it right direction. You must have a work ethic. Number one was perseverance, the ability to never quit, no matter what. Number two was excellence, doing everything in a spirit of excellence. Number three was about work ethic. And now number four is self-belief. You see, the thing about self-belief is, it's the one thing you have to have in order to ever be a dreamer.
What you will realize is that you have greatness within you. what you'll realize is that you're more powerful than you can ever begin to imagine. What you will realize is that you are greater than your circumstances, that you don't have to go through life being a victim.
Internal alignment, and you got to protect it. You have to trust it. You have to be able to know when your soul is speaking to you. That's why it's important to disconnect, to disappear at times, to get to places where you can hear your soul. Because some of us, we live such a busy, noisy life that we can't even hear our soul. All we hear is the opinions of others. All we hear is what this world telling us who we are, what we should be. Because we're so connected to external conversations that we disconnect from the internal dialogue in our soul.
Self-belief is not just grounded on the things that you have done and learned. Your belief is based on the fact that you have a faith that God gave you to understand that you've overcome some things in your past that other people have been wiped out by, that you have perseverance and you learn not to quit then. And what you learned in those moments and what you did with a spirit of excellence, no matter what anyone else does, when you made that contract with yourself, never to give up, never to quit, never to half do it, and then you put in your work ethic. I can believe that my dream is worthwhile, that I don't have to give up. If you can get to the point where you can believe that God gave you this dream, and if no one else believes in you, God does. There is a great reward for those who can start with nothing and turn themselves into something. When you can realize that you're not a nobody just because you don't have possessions. You may not sit with artisans or may not sit with those who are aristocrats, but if you have the innate belief within that you can become something in spite of where you started, you can truly make an impact in life.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, let me share something with you. I do not believe that any of us have dreams that were not given to us for the purpose of accomplishing those particular dreams.
Who do you need to be in this moment? What type of person do you need to be in this moment? What type of person do you need to be in order to get through this moment? What type of person do you need to be in order to properly assess and see this moment with the proper perspective and see with the proper lens, right? And so I found that interesting, man, because for most of us, we look at a situation and a circumstance and say, all right, this is how we navigate it, and this is how we get through it. It's not always looked at with the perspective of, all right, who do you need to be in this moment?
For those of us who have a skill set or a talent that you are innately equipped with from God, you still need to have someone to disciple you in life in different areas so that you can master it. Your skill set goes with you wherever you go. There is a line that I need you to remember. Put you anywhere on God's green earth and you can triple your worth. Your talents go where you go. You don't find a brand new start by finding a better area because your problems travel with you. But also, so do your skills. Take your skill set with you wherever you go. Know that if you made it once, you can make it again.
That's what life is about. The possibilities. Believing and knowing. Belief is in the mind. And knowing is in the heart. And when you bring those two together, that's a powerful combination that makes you unstoppable.
If you're going through hell, keep going. I mean, why would you stop there? You might, if you're going through hell, you should keep going. Because to stop now, you in hell, right? And so I've always had that mindset to, if God wakes you up again, and like every day he wakes you up, it's a sign from him that he ain't through with you yet. It's a sign from God that he has more to give you that you haven't received yet. So every day you wake up, I don't care what your situation is, you got to go, okay, wow, he got something else for me. Because the moment he's through with you, you ain't going to wake up anymore. That's for real. And so as long as he woke me up, I kept saying, well, maybe today is the day.
Everything that you're dependent on to make you feel like you're enough is external, right? You're trying to feel enough by someone else's approval or about what somebody else says to you, by how somebody sees you, by how someone views you, right? By how someone treats you. And I understand these things because we're a human being and we rely so much on external validation. But at the end of the day, you have to understand that just because somebody doesn't see your worth doesn't mean you're worthless. Just because somebody doesn't see your value doesn't mean you're not valuable, right? Sometimes it takes the wrong people to walk out of your life so the right people can enter your life.
If you failed before, it was a lesson. Take that lesson and use it as a building block. Everyone that comes into your life can add value. Learn from them and add it to your skill set. And when you find yourself sitting there with absolutely all of your dreams manifested, you can look with pride and say, I started from the bottom, but now I'm here.
Everybody that's on a mission in life to achieve a goal has a turn back moment.
It's necessary that you seek out other people who think like you, who are growing, who have decided that they are not satisfied with where they are. See, I don't believe that necessity is the mother of invention. No. Necessity, in my opinion, is not the mother of invention. Refusing to accept things the way that they are is the mother of invention.
It's time for you to start walking in confidence. I didn't say cockiness or arrogance, but in confidence. What you get right now from me is confidence. I believe in me because I understand who resides in me. Listen to myself. I'm not living life feeling sorry for myself. I'm not living life living a settled version of myself. I'm not living life in regret anymore. I'm living life being intentional. I'm living life doing purpose, breathing purpose. I'm living life meeting the greatest version of me. There's a you inside of you again that you haven't even met yet. Stop allowing that person to be a stranger.
When you decide, I'm not going to settle for this. This is not going to be it for my life. I deserve more than this.
Thing about faith. Faith is the thing that will sustain you when everything else fails. Faith is the thing that makes you want to persevere. Faith is the thing that makes you want to pursue excellence. Faith is the thing that gave you a reason to have a work ethic. Faith is the thing that made you realize you could believe in yourself, that you needed discipline, and that you could also believe that the vision given to you is something that you could bring to pass. This is how you succeed. I have a dream. I have a dream that is not rooted in imitating someone else. I have a dream that was given to me by God, and so are you. A dream can be so powerful that it can empower you to go forward, but it can empower and ignite a will in inside of people to cause them to change. It can also cause people to follow you into battle or follow you on the field or follow you in the office. But there are things that come along with it. First of all, if you want to be a dreamer that can bring it to reality, because a dream without some having an action plan to bring it into place is simply a nightmare.
Whatever you're going through right now, it's happening on purpose in order to forge you into the person that you were created to be ultimately. But if you quit, you will never get to be the person that you were created to be.
You should be afraid of taking risks and pursuing something meaningful. But you should be more afraid of staying where you are if it's making you miserable. The clock is ticking.
So the winters are going to come. The winter of sickness. The winter of disappointment. The winter of devastation. Social winters. Economic winters. Personal winters when your heart is smashed in a thousand pieces. And the nights are unusually long. It's simply called wintertime.
I want you to understand that and hear me. People need to understand it's like January 1st is coming. It's inevitable. I know that's a dumb common sense thing. It's coming. It is coming. But who you are when you show up there, the person you are, the version of yourself when you show up there is optional. One or two things. Either you're going to be a person that you're proud of, or you're going to be a person that didn't keep the promises and commitments that they made to themselves.
What I try to do is just try to be still and understand that things come and go. Emotions come and go. The important thing is to accept them all, to embrace them all. And then you can choose to do with them what you want versus being controlled by emotion, being consumed by a particular fear. And to the point where you're saying, okay, nah, it's not good to feel fear. I shouldn't be nervous in a situation right now. And it does nothing but grow versus stepping back and saying, yeah, I am nervous about the situation. Yeah, I am fearful about the situation. But what am I afraid of? And then you kind of unpack it. And then it gives you the ability to look at it for really what it is, which is nothing more than your imagination running its course.
But here's what we do know. It's possible for us to get through the winter. Here's what's exciting about the passing of time. It takes you through whatever you're experiencing at the moment. That's what time will do, take you through the winter. Now, how do you handle the winters? Make this little note. You can get better, and you can get stronger, and you can get wiser. There's no winter that you can't overcome. There's no winter that you can't figure out how to survive. There's no winter powerful enough that you cannot, with the ingenuity of being a human being, especially with the Herbalife opportunity, of figuring out a way to get through it. Hang on. Make this note. Winters don't last forever.
A dream that comes to reality, that's fulfilling, that's monumental. The first thing that you have to have is perseverance. If you want to be a dreamer that can bring something to pass, whether it be a business plan, whether it be becoming an excellent person in the office that sets the tone to be a difference maker, then you have to have perseverance. When your things are going great, you are still up. When things are going bad, you are still up. You have to be able to carry the same enthusiasm throughout ups and downs because you are born with a dream that you must give birth to.
You gotta get to a point where you're sick and tired of meeting the same version of yourself that you complain about. You gotta get sick and tired of meeting the same version of yourself that's accepting less. You gotta get sick and tired of meeting the same version of yourself that's living a life that isn't meant for you to live.
It's
You have to really get fed up. At some point, some of us, we're going to die never meeting the best version of ourselves.
The only belief that matters is that you can learn anything. I don't need you to believe that you're good now. That doesn't matter. Who you are now is totally irrelevant. The only thing I want to know, who are you willing to become and what's the price you're willing to pay to get there? And that's what humans are designed to do. If you put us under stress, we can learn something new. We can get better.
The night seems like it'll never pass, but sure enough, eventually, the night has to give way to the day. Winter has to give way to the spring.
You have to be able to carry the same enthusiasm throughout ups and downs because you are born with a dream that you must give birth to. Whether people back you or people walk away from you, you still have to come and bring everything to the table. Never give up, never quit. And don't deny yourself the opportunity to prove that the dream is real.
Power to me is the ability to close your eyes and imagine a world, the world the way you wish it was, and then open your eyes and make that world come true.
You can't rely on blind faith to get the pregnancy support you deserve. Ritual's Essential Prenatal Multivitamin is the only leading prenatal backed by its own human clinical trial. Essential Prenatal is proven to deliver key nutrients, including folate, biotin, and vitamin D during pregnancy. Get 25% off when you visit ritual.com/clinical. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now. And support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.